Coming up on the season finale of The Hugh Jackson Show, we take a look back at the 2016 season that was, talk with Christian Kirksey about his major step forward, and Gary Barnage breaks down a touchdown only like Big Play Gare can.
As you saw, we fought to the end. We're never giving up, and that's been our motto the whole year. No matter what the situation is, we're always going to keep fighting, and that's what we showed.
Welcome to the season finale of the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgura alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you by Elk and Elk. Coach, and just briefly, we'll talk about last week. You didn't get the result you wanted, but really what everybody's talking about is the fight of this football team. And it would be easy for a lot of these guys to say, look, this game doesn't matter. Who cares? But for over 70 minutes, the Browns gave you everything. What did that mean to you?
Well, it meant that our veteran players have done a great job. It means that our young players are starting to truly buy in and understand what it takes to win in our division. You said it, we fought, and we fought extremely hard. You know, we just didn't fight smart all the time, but I like that part of our team. We have grit, you know, we have toughness. We will fight you, but we got to find a way to win these battles.
All right, you've been talking about this a lot, fighting hard versus fighting smart. What does it mean, in your opinion, to fight smart?
My opinion means to fight smart is when you get a chance to finish a play, finish a drive. You got to finish it. Sometimes we leave things short. You know, we're down there at the two-yard line. We're not able to get in. We throw an interception in the scoring zone. You know, we have a ball, we go in to score, and we fumble the ball into the end zone. We have a ball that goes over our head. Those things are the things that get you beat. And to me, really smart football teams, those things don't crop up.
So earlier this week, a lot of the players spent their final day here in Berea, and we got to talk to a lot of them. And the sense that I got from all the guys that were veterans who had been on other teams was they couldn't believe the way that this team stayed together, got through what was a very difficult season, fought. They said, quite frankly, other teams I would have been on, people would have mailed in, they would have quit. So despite the record, to have that respect of your locker room, to get these guys to compete, what does that say to you for this year and also for the future?
Well, it says that our process is right. It says that the coaching staff has done a great job. It says that the players have done a tremendous job and that our guys are willing to work at it. And it says that we've laid the right foundation. Now, what we need to do is continue to grow in all areas to get this organization where it needs to be. 1-15 is not who we want to be and who we all thought we were going to be. These guys are going to come back here with a fire in their belly to change this. I know I am. I know our staff will, and I know our players will.
They have one right now, and I think one of the things that just struck a lot of people is just how positive these guys are and how much, you know, guys, oh, I don't even want to take a week off. They want to get back to work. Is that unique?
It is, because I think these guys truly get it. They see the potential of what we could be. You know, I think they've all year felt like there was a lot of games we were in and had our chances. And I think more so than that, I think it's because of our fans, that they know they've been there and they've been fighting for this football team. And they've really went through the storm with us, and they want to give them something back. And so do I. So do our coaching staff, because I think they truly deserve it.
Now, you've talked about how you are in lockstep with Sashi, and now you, Sashi, and Andrew Berry, and Paul DePodesta have had a year together. And we all know this is a critical offseason. Mm-hmm. Does the fact that you guys have had a year together make it easier to implement the plan that you guys have for the 2017 offseason?
Absolutely. It helps a ton. I mean, because they now see the vision of what it needs to be. Sometimes when you haven't started it, you know what you want it to be, but you can't make it that way until you've been out there in it. And I think we've all been through it now. We know what we want our football team to look like. We know what we want to feel on each Sunday when we play. And I think we're going to work towards that.
Now, one area of the offseason that probably isn't a huge priority is the running back position. Isaiah Crowell had a very good season, over 2,000 total yards from your two backs. So let's go in the Giant Eagle film room here and check out that big 67-yard run against
let's
the Steelers.
Let's do it.
He's to the 30, 35, he's to the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, he cuts back 35, 30, 25, 20, he goes wider left, 15, 10, he's down to the 5-yard line, it's first and goal.
All right, Coach, here we are in a shotgun formation, but this is going to be a big run. Pre-snap, six in the box, was that the key to go ahead and hand the football off?
Absolutely. You know, obviously, if they have seven, they have one more than you have, but they had six in this situation, so we were able to get this ball to Crow, and again, great blocks by our guys up front. You know, as you can see, Crow had an outstanding run. Great block by Sean Coleman right there. And then Crow coming back, cutting back here, cutting back across the grain, as they would say. I wanted him to finish this run so bad for himself and for us all, but boy, what a heck of a run.
It was a good run, and as you talk about, and we'll look at it from the end zone angle here, You know, Austin Pastore, this is a big man that runs all the way around. Now, he gets to have the big hole, and then Crow just kind of follows him in there, makes the guy miss. When you call, is this, what's the call on this play? Is this a power?
We call this 15 punch. It's okay. A single back power play. And it starts with Spencer and obviously Joe Thomas, and then obviously Barnage over there on the left side. And as you can see, the intensity which Austin is pulling around with starts everything. Now, what we were able to do in the hole, you watch Crow make him miss.
Yep.
And that's what you have to do. Ryan Shazier is a really good player. He was able to make him miss. Sean was able to climb to the next level.
Kabow!
Tremendous block right there. And that kind of sprung him. And then you can see Rashard Higgins blocking out here on the perimeter. And then here we go. So,
and Higgins is going to even come down here and give Russ Cockrell a little, oh, how you doing right there?
Big time. That's what it takes to have a big-time running game. Obviously, it was the best we ran the ball all year. Anytime you can run the ball for over 200 yards against the Pittsburgh Steelers, that says something.
And for Crone, 19 carries, 157 yards, season highs for him in both categories. You know, one of the things that we always talk about, you were always comfortable with the running backs from day one. You said, I've got my guys. What has he shown you that has given you that confidence? And what does he need to do to become truly, because we've seen flashes of it, to be one of the elite backs in the game?
I think he's got to chase it. You know, I think he's got to chase it, what you said, being elite every week. You know, you can't have those weeks where all of a sudden you don't go as well. You know, I think Crow is a tremendous talent. I think we just got to, one, keep handing it to him, keep giving him opportunities, and I think great things are going
to
happen.
Yeah, we'll be excited to see what he can do in 2017. We'll be back with more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. Coming up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Gary Barnage breaks down his touchdown in the season finale against the Steelers.
He moves us around everywhere, and you never know what's going to happen because everybody's doing different things, and it makes it tough on the defense.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan's girl alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, after San Diego, we watched the video in the locker room. You couldn't talk. You got emotional. Gary Barnage stepped in and gave you that game ball. What did that mean to you?
That meant a ton. You know, he's another one of our cornerstone players. You know, Gary's done a great job here. Big play Barnage, you
That's
know.
Right.
And for him to give me that ball said a lot, you know, because he's one of our leaders on our team. But again, I wanted to turn around and give that ball back to the players because they're the guys that did it. All I try to do is create the environment for our players to be the best they could be. They have to go out and play and do it, and that's what they were able to do.
And big play, Gare finished the season on a high note with a touchdown in that game against the Steelers, and he broke that down with Matt Wilhelm in the PNC Bank Play Breakdown.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns tight end Gary Barnage. And Gary, tough loss yesterday to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ultimately, the fight that we've seen in you guys all year really came through yesterday. Just some unfortunate turnover. Just walk us through what it would have meant to get a win against the Steelers and finish that season on a two-game winning streak, and more so than anything, a win over a rival.
Yeah, it would have been great to start off the offseason right, and it would have been a stepping stone for the next year, but we're still using it as a stepping stone because you saw we fought to the end. We're never giving up, and that's been our motto the whole year. No matter what the situation is, we're always going to keep fighting, and that's what we showed yesterday.
So we'll dive into your touchdown catch. And it seems as if we knew Hugh Jackson coming here with the success of Tyler Eifert in Cincinnati that the tight ends are going to be a focal point, especially in the red zone. You get a touchdown, Seth the Valve gets a touchdown. Just talk about the creative aspect that Hugh brings to get you guys involved, especially when you get inside the 20.
Yeah, he moves us around everywhere, and you never know what's going to happen because everybody's doing different things, and it makes it tough on the defense. You don't know if we're spreading out in the backfield, if we're going to be on the line, if there's misdirection. He does a good job of hiding everything, and it makes it tough on the defense.
From the 4.5, he looks, throws, Barnage caught it, touchdown as he bangs in. Off of Mike Mitchell and in.
The offseason now is here. And I know you're a very busy man in your offseason. Walk us through your offseason plans, maybe the next 3 months, until you come back for that offseason workout program.
So I'll start and relax a little bit because you got to let your body rest. And I'm going to go visit some troops in Bahrain and Djibouti. And then I'm also doing my own nonprofit, American Football Without Barriers. We're going overseas doing a free football camp in Finland. And then while I'm over in Finland, I'm just going to hit Sweden, Iceland, and then I'll get back and start my workouts getting leading up to the offseason.
Now, will there be any plans or any dialogue with any of the quarterbacks or maybe the other players to kind of get back here a little bit sooner and get back to work just because you guys are so hungry, you finished on some high notes, and you really want to transform this organization in 2017?
I definitely think there will. I think all the guys will get together at some point, and we'll figure out when the best time to come back in and when everybody can get back in early and get started, because that's what it's all about, getting ready for the off-season program and getting ready to go for the season.
Well, Gary, congrats on a good season. I know nobody's happy, but you guys are hungry to move things into the future.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
Coach, you see Gary there. We saw Seth DeValve also come on strong at the end of the year. Touchdown on the road in Baltimore, touchdown on the road in Pittsburgh. How do you feel about that tight end position headed into the offseason?
I think we have some young talent, along with Gary, who's a veteran player, that that we know about now. That, you know, early in the year, Seth was kind of struggling with some injuries, and so he's really come on and demonstrated his ability. And Gary, you know, is somebody you can depend on. We have Randall Telfer at the position as well. So we have three guys we feel really good about.
All right, good. And one guy you also feel good about, Christian Kirksey. He's up next on the Hugh Jackson Show. Next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Christian Kirksey talks about his breakthrough season in 2016.
It's just like life. You know, you're never going to have a smooth sail through life. You're always going to have those bumps and bruises, and it's all how you respond to it.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Segura, Coach Hugh Jackson here with you. And Coach, Christian Kirksey blossomed in his third season, third in the NFL in tackles when it was all said and done. Did you expect that when you, the first day you showed up here in OTAs?
I knew he had the potential to be really good. You know, it was if he would do the work and put in the time. And if you knew, like you do, Kirko, as we call him, his energy, his passion for the sport, for the game, is just unbelievable. So when you combine that with hard work, good coaching, good things can happen. And he's done an outstanding job.
He was. He was a leader at Iowa. Now he's a leader with the Browns. And he caught up with our Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Dustin Fox here with linebacker Christian Kirksey. Christian, season's over, my man.
Yes, sir.
What are you thinking about?
Just looking at the season as a learning experience.
Yeah.
You know, we did a lot of things good, and obviously we did a lot of things that we need to fix. It's just like life. You know, you're never going to have a smooth sail through life. You're always going to have those bumps and bruises, and it's all how you respond to it. And I think that we responded to it pretty well, even though the record didn't show. Mm-hmm. But each and every week, you know, we had guys going out there fighting their butts off, giving it their all, and you don't see that on most teams. So to recap the season, record-wise, it's not where we want to be. Miles, it's not where we want to be. But I think we took strides forward as far as, you know, building that team chemistry, building the chemistry with the coaches, and, you know, just having that good vibe with your players. And I think next year, you know, we're going to hit the ground running.
What can you learn from this, a season like this? I mean, you're a veteran on this team now. You're a captain.
Yeah.
And you're back next year, and you're going to look back on some things from this year.
Yeah.
What can you build off of that?
It was a learning experience for us. Like I said, you always got to take the good out the bad, and I feel that Hugh Jackson, he stuck with us this whole year. And, you know, Cleveland, we're definitely going to get this thing turned around. We just got to stay focused and keep up the faith. So I definitely think, you know, it's a bright future for us.
We're going to look ahead more than looking back, but we have to look back on your season specifically because you doubled up your first two seasons in tackles. I mean, you had this season, what did you end up with, 140?
147.
147
tackles. I was three away from 150, man. That was my goal, but that's football.
How do you make that jump?
First off, I could say Johnny Holland, my linebacker coach, you know, he played a big role in, you know, my strides this year. Just by simple things with techniques, fixing my eyes, telling me where to be at the right time, showing me how to make plays. And definitely coming from a guy that's in, you know, a football Hall of Fame with Green Bay, playing the position that I play, is nothing but, you know, him just showing me the best way to be the best player I can be. So I give all the credit to him. And, of course, you know, I got my teammates, DeMario Davis, Jamie Collins, those guys. I'm steady learning from them every day. Those are, you know, some of the top-tier guys on this team. So it definitely was a good season for me, and I think the sky's the limit for myself, man. I'm just going to try to go up.
Tons of draft picks this upcoming year. They'll have the top pick in the draft. You know Coach Jackson's going to be around, and you obviously the players love playing for him. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some excitement.
It's definitely exciting when you see the type of guys that we have on the team having that depth in the draft this year. Then it also makes you more confident and comfortable knowing that your head coach is coming back. So that's definitely something good for us that we can really be stable with one coach.
What did he say to you guys after the game on Sunday?
You know, he just looked us dead in the face and told us that it's on him. And it takes a great leader to put all the heavy load on his shoulders, and that's why we continue to want to play hard for him each and every week because, you know, he's a tremendous guy, a tremendous leader. So why wouldn't you want to play for a guy like that? He told us he loved us, and, you know, work hard in the offseason, because when we come back, you know, it's going to be on and going.
Christian, you had a heck of a 2016. Thank Bigger you. And better things in 2017.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Happy New Year.
You know, Coach, was he the guy you would say took the biggest step forward on this whole team this year?
Absolutely. He is one of the most improved players on this football team, and I think the sky's the limit for him. He is a three-down linebacker. He'll blow fullbacks up in a hole. He chases balls down. He's good in pass coverage. I think he's going to be a real big-time player in the National Football League.
What does he have to do to cement himself as one of the great inside linebackers in the game?
He's got to do it consistently every week in and week out, be a dominating performer for our defensive football team.
All right. Hopefully we get to see some of that in 2017 from Kirko, and you'll see more of the Hugh Jackson Show next. Finally, on the Hugh Jackson Show, Coach tells us what he wants out of the 2017 offseason.
I think it's important that the guys that were here that understand what we're trying to create, that we keep them here.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. It's sad, it's the final segment of the year, and it is the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's season review, not the game preview, no more games to be played. So we'll start with offense. Who stood out to you the most on offense this year?
Well, when I think about our offensive football team, I go to our cornerstone players, Joe Thomas. You know, to watch him play in every game, I think that says a lot, and that's exactly who he is. And he's did a tremendous job. Obviously, Terrell Pryor had a sensational season, first year playing wide receiver, over 1,000 yards, over 70 catches. I mean, that says a lot about his work ethic and what he's done to prepare himself to have a good season. And then I think our two runners. I think Isaiah Crowell's had a really nice season, and I think Duke Johnson's really did some fantastic things. When I think of our young players on offense, I think Corey Coleman showed flashes of what he's going to be as he moves into the future, so I'm very excited about him. Again, those are pieces that we're going to get to build on as we move through this offseason. I think it's very important that those guys continue to grow.
I'll ask you the same question about the defense. What stood out to you there?
Oh, boy, Danny Shelton. I think Danny Shelton is really starting to emerge as a big-time player in the middle of the defensive line. Obviously, Christian Kirschke had a great season, a tremendous season, made a lot of big plays for our football team. Jamie Collins coming in when he came in, and again, another big physical athletic linebacker who we added to the mix who made some dominating plays. Then you think in the secondary, we have this young man called Brian Body Calhoun.
The Body.
Who did some tremendous things, you know, made some huge plays for a football team back there. And then Jamar Taylor, the reemergence, I should say, of Joe Hayden, you know, being out there and playing through injuries and doing what he needed to do to be out there for his football team. So, again, just like offense, there are some key pieces on our defensive football team that I think we can grow with and get better. And I'd be remiss, it was one I almost left out, and that's Emmanuel Ogbah.
I was going to get to him. Don't worry. I was going to get to him.
Because there's a young man who is in his first year, you know, who's kind of playing a position that it takes some fight in you. And he went in there and battled, you know, had 5.5 sacks for the year and played the way he played. You know, I think he's got a bright future here.
So, Coach, you mentioned in the offensive section, Terrell Pryor, the defensive, Jamie Collins. Jimmy Haslam came out and said the number one priority, re-sign our key players. In the press conference earlier this week, Sashi said, we want to re-sign Terrell Pryor and Jamie Collins. So how do you participate in this? Because I'm sure you're a tremendous recruiter. If this was college, I'm sure you'd have a great, great squad here. So how do you participate in kind of making sure we get those guys back?
Well, I participate when they need me to. You know, obviously, I don't have the checkbook. So
That's right.
I come in on the back end and push and prod and do those things. But we do want to sign our players back. I think it's important that the guys that were here that understand the culture, understand what we're trying to create, that we keep them here. And they are our players. We're starting to grow them. So if we can keep our players here and, again, put other good players on our football team, we think we're going to be on to something special.
Certainly hope that that is the case, Coach. It's been great working with you this year. And enjoy a little bit of time, if you take any, in the off season before you get back to work and on building this team and getting ready for a big season next year.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for joining us all season long here on the Hugh Jackson Show. And as always, let's go Browns.